I'm doing this recording just in case. This recording is authentic. All my recordings are authentic. This is just a just in case. So I don't even know where to start. I want to say, let me just say it. I'm not sure how it's going to come out. I might regret what I'm about to say. But yeah, it is the truth. But sometimes, you ever heard that saying, you need to think about what you want to say before you say it? Sometimes I agree with it. You should think about what you're going to say before you say it. But I just want to say it. I'm not going to really think about it. And then when I listen to it, I might regret it. And I don't know. So this is just a just in case. So I was listening to Radio Sirius XM 47, Radio 47, this afternoon, like around, I don't know, 2-ish, 3-ish. And there was this host, and he used some words from my manuscript. I mean, the words are pretty general, so I'm not going to say it's from my manuscript. But he said something about perspectives and approach and perspective. Perhaps you should try a different approach or perspective so you don't feel stupid. I don't feel stupid. I feel like I've survived something that most humans might not have survived. I feel like if I do look stupid, it's only because everyone else is lying. And that I've been really honest about everything that I've been through. And I feel like I'm being pawned and used and split apart. And I just have to be honest and I have to stand in the storm and people just don't like me for it. But I still feel like I'm going to be honest. And I do want to say the just in case is in my manuscript, I said that I've been to Stockholm and back over and over again. And my analogy for that is I saw this movie. I use movies a lot. I'm a movie fanatic. I said in my other life, if I had another life, I'd probably be Siskel and Ebert. I've been saying that since I was a little kid. I'm like, I could do movie reviews. I could whatever. So I use movies a lot of times as analogies to explain what I mean, because script writing, novel writing is an art. It's a metaphoric example of many things depending upon what you want to apply it to. So for this, I saw this low budget film called Women. I think that's what it was called. I think it was just called Women. And I might be wrong about the title, but it was on Tubi TV, I think. And it was about these women who were held captive by a PhD. He was a PhD professor, and he taught some type of psychology. And what he would do is abduct female students from his class, and he would, you know, there was this one woman or girl in there for. She was in there for 5 years, and he kept abducting girls from his class. And I guess, you know, like always with these Hollywood movies, the police, the investigators were always the last to figure out the crime. And I actually have to say that in real life, because I've been saying what was done to me since 2015, and like it's 2021. I have an implant that burns me, stabs me, chokes me, twists my ligaments and everything like that. But anywho, and it's still happening. So, but this is a fictional film called Women. But the point of the movie was, the thing that was happening in the movie is he would abduct women, and if they did not cooperate, he would kill them. And this last case he had, abducted another a woman from his college, from his class, and the girl, I would say she's a woman, she did live on her own, but she was still very young. She was abducted into the home, and she had to live with another woman, girl, teenage college student who he had abducted 5 years ago. And the girl that he had abducted 5 years ago, he had said, you know, she judged her because she, I'm trying to find the right words. She asked her, the girl tried to help her out and tell her what to do in order to survive, because she knew, because she had been there for 5 years, she knew that if she didn't, he would kill her because he had abducted other girls before and he had killed them. And so the girl, the one girl who had just gotten abducted, she judged her. She looked down on her. She looked, you know, she was just like, I got to get out of here. I got to do X, Y, and Z. You know, I got to blah, blah, blah. And, you know, she was like, I don't understand what you're doing. So the moral of the story, the end of the story, I don't want to tell the story, but the girl, you know, didn't listen, and she was shot and killed. And at the end, I wasn't sure if the female who had been abducted for the 5 years, I said, I hope that her Stockholm didn't make her lose her mind. Like, she clearly had Stockholm syndrome. And I was like, I hope that she's not fully far gone, because she had an opportunity at the end. And the irony is, she killed the cop who was trying to rescue her, but she also killed the man who abducted her. So she killed both of them. And then she walked down the street in a trance, kind of, sort of, because she had been held hostage for 5 years. I thought the film had some irony in it, in a way. And I could relate in a lot of ways. And my manuscript, even though I said I've been to Stockholm and back, I feel like I still see both sides, because I've had to live with this thing in my body. I see how it shouldn't be used, and I see how it could be used, and I see that it will be used, and I see that, you know, like the Gestapo, you know, things have to be dealt with in this country in a major way. There's no laws that align with the technology that is being created. There's no laws. A lot of times I'm not even recording when I talk out loud about things. I was just talking about how my intellectual property continuously gets stolen, and how the USPTO office has this thing called right to first to file. So it's like first to file. But if you have an implant in your body that was put there during your hysterectomy that picks up sound, then how does that law apply to someone in that situation where they have no privacy, they have a body implant, and they design and come up with intellectual property? I've also said, out of anger, I always say I should record myself when I'm angry. But I never do. I never do. I always record myself sometimes I do, but most of the times I don't record myself when I'm angry, because it's just, it is really just sporadic. And I just say how I feel out loud. But I feel like in those times, I'm better or more articulate and clear about what my position is on things. And I also feel like sometimes when I do these recordings, I'm too calm. I explain things too calmly. But I literally feel like the way the technology is advancing, there's nothing to protect someone that's been subject to it. There's no laws. Like, I honestly feel like, because I have an implant, if I design or come up with something and I say it out loud, I should automatically if I decide to file a patent pending, I should automatically get first dibs because I have an implant, because you know that I designed it or created it first. But I literally feel like I've turned the people into hypocrites. And let me explain why. So I was watching The Breakfast Club a few days ago, and it was these guys on there, and they were talking about investments in stocks, and I've already talked about them in previous recordings in a positive light, but they had said something. They had said that, you know, they raved so much about technology. They were talking about all the things that technology will be able to do. And the only thing that I felt was that they were not, everything that they talked about, I literally could do a check mark as to how it could be compromised, how it could be used against the people that are creating it. And they made this comment that, you know, the way technology will be designed, there will be no crime. And I feel like the way the technology is being designed, there will be more crime. There will be more crime that you might not be able to detect. And I also felt like the hypocrisy is that I've literally turned the people in that have done this to me into hypocrites. Why? Because their whole thing is, you know, if in fact they wanted to create this technology to control and to overpower and to monitor and to whatever, whatever. But what about you being privy to, by invading my privacy, by putting an implant in my body, privy to the designs or the creation or the development of intellectual property, utility patents, you know, novel products? You are privy to that, and then you steal it because you are invading someone's privacy and you're putting implants in people's bodies. Isn't that a crime? So I literally feel like what it does is this technology actually gives a small group of people an advantage over others and puts others at a disadvantage because there's no legislation, there's no ethics, there's no morals, there's no standards aligned for this technology. And I should probably have written that out. Like, I started my manuscript and I probably should have put it in my manuscript. But the guy pissed me off so bad on the radio. I was just like, I don't feel stupid, even though I get, not saying he was talking directly to me. I don't feel stupid because I've been telling the truth. I am fire. I am everything that I said. I am telling the truth about everything. I am fire. I am a lot of things that no one will admit to based on this technology that was put in my body. Everything that I said this thing can do, it can do. And they're lying. I never consented. I've been strong. I actually drove like 600 miles. I drove 300 miles from Pittsburgh to Philly, Philly to Pittsburgh. So that's 600 miles. And, you know, a lot of things have happened. And my kids and I have gotten back here safely. And I've been doing that for 6 years since they put this implant in my body. And like everything on God's green earth has been tried on me. So trust me when I tell you, I don't feel stupid. I feel like the American people, I hope you're not stupid. But it's looking like, you know, it's looking kind of sheepish out there. Even the guy on the radio. I mean, I literally feel like whatever the message being sent is probably not accurate for, you know, some of the stuff that he said. I'm like, I literally walked through fire for this country and for everyone. And I've told the truth. I walked through fire for myself, for my children, and for freedom. And I keep getting judged for it. And it's like I was set up. I was put in a very horrible situation and condition. And I feel like people are mad that I won't die for it. And they're mad that I'm surviving. And they're mad that I see both sides. And I'm like, how could I not? I have had to walk around with this thing in my body. I see how it shouldn't be used. I see how it could be used. I see all sides of it. And I'm not going to like change my narrative. And no, I don't feel stupid. And I literally feel like the way you, like I've always said, the way you use something changes its context. This technology has been unleashed in this country, unregulated, unlegislated. It has been used in a very irresponsible way, and it's in the hands of morons. I mean, what else can I say? But I know that the technology is here to stay, and I know that other countries, if they have this technology, I feel like what I see, I know that there are other people out there that see what I see. The reason I know that is because of the movies. The movies that you think are so fictional, they're really nonfiction. They're really nonfiction. So I know that people see what I see. I know what's coming. And it's not a slave. And, you know, these are things that I put in my manuscript. But, yeah, it's not a slave. So, I mean, I feel like maybe that's why you keep hurting me, because you want me to scare the hell out of everyone. You should be scared. I literally feel like you should be scared, because the abuse and the torture that has been inflicted on me by this technology, you could try to create a slave, but Americans, our mentality is one where we might end up killing each other for freedom. I mean, that's where we at with it. Like, I literally feel like our country is playing with fire in a way that we're all going to get burnt to ashes. And I've said this in my anger, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, freedom it must. We've been too free to go back. And if someone tries to take us back with this technology, it will kill us. We just don't have that mentality. I'm like one of your nicer black people. Like, I'm like one of the ones that actually cares and wants to live and preserve life. Like I said, if anyone knows me, I'm one of the nicer ones. So I literally feel like I've been like trying my best to just be honest, and I'm not going to please anyone. And no, Mr. 47, Radio 47, I don't feel stupid. I'm just worried about you and everyone else. I know what this is. I know what it is. It's in my body. I know what it can do. And no, I don't feel stupid. And my perspective and my approach is correct. The way it's being used is incorrect. It's kind of like handling a gun. Some people know how to handle a gun. They know how to use it. They know how to shoot with it. They know the appropriate manner in which to use it. And then you have idiots out there that will just shoot anyone at any time and not care. And they're not trying to protect anyone. They're not trying to save a life. They're not trying to defend anyone. They're not shooting for sport or gain. They're just evil, crazy idiots with a gun. So that's the context. So no, I don't feel stupid. I know what this is. I know what it is. And I think you should feel stupid for even saying that. But then I also say, well, I don't know what you've been told. You know, like, misinformation is like one of those big things out here. It's so easy to lie to the American people and tell them one thing or only tell them half of something. And then all of a sudden people hate you. And they sit there and they criticize you and ridicule you and point the finger at you when they don't have the full context of the situation. So really, I don't really judge. I don't, because I feel like sometimes when people give their opinions, you don't know what they know. Maybe they only know half of it. Maybe that's why they gave that opinion. Maybe they don't know the whole context or the whole truth. So, I mean, I don't know why you said what you said, but my perspective and my approach is authentic. And I use my theory of association. I used it on my way from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh. My haters, the people with their finger on the button, they know I'm the fucking truth. They know I'm the truth. I'm the truth. When someone tries to digi-rate me and think that I'm somehow going to enjoy it and think that constitute as real love and passion and care and consideration, and I get fucking angry and want to kill the person that's digi raping me, that's theory of association. That's not how I was raised. That's not love. That's not sincerity. That's not care. That's not passion. That's not desire. That it's rape. I associate that as rape and I get fucking angry. Okay, so yeah, I'm using my theory. Trust me when I tell you. And it's in the right context and I don't feel stupid. And my kids and I got back here safely 300 miles and my haters know. I am using my theory of association. I fucking use it every day. I rise above the pain every fucking day. And you don't have to use this technology this way.